TILA RESPA Integrated Disclosure, Part 2, The Loan Estimate Form. The Loan Estimate is a three-page form that replaces the initial Truth in Lending Disclosure and the RESPA Good Faith Estimate. The purpose of this new form is to provide consumers with a good faith estimate of credit, cost, and transaction terms in simple and easily understood language. The form must be presented to the consumer in writing and must contain the information prescribed by the TILA RESPA Integrated Disclosure Rule. Mortgage loan originators must also satisfy the rule's timing and delivery requirements. A quick overview of the three-page new form will show that page 1 provides the following information: general information relating to the loan applicants, general information relating to the property to be financed, loan and rate lock status, loan terms, projected payments during the term of the loan, and costs at closing, including the total estimated closings and the estimated cash needed to close. The second page of the form goes into more detail relating to loan costs relating to origination charges, services the borrower can and cannot shop for, and other costs such as taxes and government fees, prepaids, initial escrow payment at closing, miscellaneous costs such as owner's title insurance, calculation of cash to close, and an adjustable interest rate table when applicable. The third page of the form provides the contact information for the creditor and loan originator, basic information to compare the loan with other loans, other loan considerations relating to appraisal, assumption, homeowner's insurance, late payment, refinance, and loan servicing, and confirmation of receipt of the form by the borrower. The first issue we must address is what event triggers the required delivery of the loan estimate form to the consumer. The answer to that question is when a loan originator receives a loan application, the requirement to deliver the loan estimate form to the consumer is triggered. In order to be considered a loan application, the consumer must provide the following information: name, income, social security number, the address of the property being financed, an estimate of value of the property being financed, and the mortgage loan amount sought. The information required for the loan estimate is similar to the information necessary to meet the RESPA definition of a loan application. A mortgage loan originator may collect additional information beyond the six items we just outlined, but cannot require the borrower to provide verifying documentation at this stage or require that the borrower pay any sum as a deposit except for credit report fees. The mortgage loan originator must deliver a loan estimate to the consumer, either by hand or mail, no later than 3 business days of receipt of an application. A business day is a day on which the creditor's or loan originator's office is open to the public for carrying out substantially all of its business functions. Generally, the loan estimate is binding and revisions cannot be issued because of discovered technical errors, miscalculations, or underestimations of charges. The loan estimate can be revised only under certain specific circumstances. The integrated rule defines a change in circumstance as an extraordinary event beyond the control of an interested party or other unexpected event specific to the consumer or transaction, information specific to the consumer or transaction that the creditor relied upon when providing the loan estimate and that was inaccurate or changed after the loan estimate disclosure was initially provided, or new information specific to the consumer or transaction that the creditor did not rely on when providing the loan estimate. Some examples that allow for a revised loan estimate after it has been initially given to the consumer are: any changed circumstance that causes settlement charges to increase more than permitted, any changed circumstance that affect the consumer's ability for the terms for which the consumer applied, or the value of the security of the loan. For example, if a married couple applied jointly for a loan and then one of them lost their job, the income information used on the original loan application is no longer possible. Any revision requested by the consumer: an interest rate that was locked at delivery of the loan estimate and subsequently locking the rate causes the points or lender credits to change. The consumer indicates intent to proceed with the transaction more than 10 business days after delivery of the original loan estimate. The loan is for a new construction and settlement is hampered by construction delays. In each of these changes and circumstances, the revised loan estimate must be delivered to the consumer within 3 business days after becoming aware of a change in circumstance that was the basis for the original loan estimate. A revised loan estimate must be provided to the borrower no later than 7 business days before loan consummation. Under the integrated rules, consummation is not the same thing as closing or settlement. Consummation is when the consumer becomes contractually obligated to the creditor. This usually occurs when the borrower signs the promissory note and other agreements such as the security instrument. The moment a borrower becomes contractually obligated is a matter of state law, and precise legal definitions may vary from state to state. Mortgage loan originators are required to calculate the loan estimate figures in good faith and consistent with the best information reasonably available to them at the time of the disclosures. To determine whether they have prepared the disclosures in good faith, a consumer will have to compare the difference between the estimated charges originally provided in the loan estimate and the actual charges paid by or imposed on the consumer. Generally, if the charge paid or imposed on the consumer exceeds the amount originally disclosed on the loan estimate, it is not in good faith. This is true under the integrated rules, whether a loan originator later discovers a technical error, miscalculation, or underestimation in charge. In all of these circumstances, the lender will have to pay the borrower the difference between the charge listed on the loan estimate and the charge actually paid by the borrower. We will discuss tolerance limitations in the next broadcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Sorg. I hope you enjoyed the show.